ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्य मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां मेदां मयि प्रजां मयि सूर्यो व्राजो दधातु ओम शांति 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 ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक्चक्षु श्रोत्रमतो बलमिंद्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु य आत्मनिरते यत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रं मनसो मनो यद्वाचोह वाचम् सवु प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुरतिमुच्यधिया प्रीत्यास्माल्लोकादमृता भवन्ति न तत्र चक्षुर्गच्छति न वा गच्छति नो मनः न विद्मो न विजानीमो यथैतदनुशिष्यात् अन्यदेव तद् विदिताद् अथो अविदितादधि इति सुश्रुम पूर्वेषाम् येनस्तद्व्याच चक्षिरे सी दि होल थिंग नत्र चक्षुर्गच्छति ऑनवर्ड्स व्याच चक्षिरे टिल देन द होल थिंग इज लुक्ड अपॉन एज वन मंत्र थर्ड मंत्र In some books. According to some books, they separate as a third and fourth. Actually, they present it as one mantra. But it's one particular line. Anya deva tad viditad aviditad ataha aviditad adi. This one line becomes a, Mahavakyam. Mahavakyam means it defines Brahman. Like next to that, natat chakshushas chakshuhu, sotrasya shrotram, that second verse, the actual second verse, gives us the first definition of Brahman. The second definition of Brahman is given in this verse, third mantra. And this is actually the patra this line, by this line. And therefore, this is to, what is the chakshushas chakshuhu? What is that eye of the eye? Ear of the ear. That is defined here by this statement. And then the teaching here is not direct, isn't it? Because the what is to be known being suttlest reality, and what is to be known being non-separate from oneself. Even because already one doesn't know that one's own self being Brahman is already clear. Very question would not rise. Therefore, it has to be taught only indirectly, not directly. Therefore, the indirect definition is given. Isn't it? And we have been seeing that. So, we are in the last part of the Bhashyam on the same verse. Before we enter there, we have to see here. So, that Brahman is different. Anyat eva, definitely it's different from viditam and aviditam, known and the unknown. And here that viditam, to know what is viditam, what is aviditam, Shankara defines here. He gave first two meanings he gives. Viditat viditam nama vidikriya Vidikriya Atishayena Aptam. vidikriya atishayen, you can make it very clear. Viditam nama, viditam ityukte, vidikriyaya atishayena aptam. So that which is obtainable as an object, that which is available for the process of knowing is called what? Viditam. You want to write it down? The literal translation of the sentence is what? Brahman is that which is different from known and the unknown. Now we have to understand the whole thing. Nushankara gives viditam. We write down viditam. Write in Sanskritam, then you can write in English also. I'll repeat what Shankara says here. Viditam nama. Yadu vidikriyaya. Vidikriyaya. Write vidikriya as one word, okay? Vidikriyaya. Atishayena aptam. You can split the sentence. Don't make sandhis, okay? Vidikriyaya atishayena aptam. Like write many words. How I write in English again. What does the sentence mean? That which is now obtained through the process of knowing. That which is obtained or arrived at, reached through the process of knowing, is the viditam. So what is this process of knowing? The process of knowing involves a vrittihi. Activate, no? The function of a vritti. Mind is a process of knowing, is a function of the mind, which involves the rising vritti should rise. The vritti which has risen should pass out, move out, go out through the senses. And that vritti which rises in the mind is called pramana vrittihi. Vritti which goes through the sense organ is called pramana vrittihi. Then the vritti which goes out through the senses and pervades the given object. And illumines the given object. Then the same vritti pervading the object, that we illumining the object, is called what? Prameya vrittihi. This prameya vrittihi, no? Then there is focusing of the object, isn't it? There's a focused knowledge or perception or cognition. Then there is a focused knowledge, perception or cognition. That knowledge is called what? Prama. Prama means knowledge. This is the process of knowing, isn't it? That means this knowing, the object is dependent on, viditam is that which is dependent on the being illumined by the vritti through the process of knowing. And the process of knowing involves what? Vritti rising, vritti going out, vritti pervading, vritti illumining. When you say it looks as though it's a long process, but it can happen very quickly. That is why you find it difficult to understand. Because for us, no, even for us to say that vritti rises, it takes long. But it is much faster, isn't it? Faster than anything else. Therefore, this process, so the object which is available for or obtained through, arrived at through, this process of knowing is the viditam. This is first explanation. You know, Brahman is not the viditam, means Brahman is not available for this process of knowing. Okay, this one we have to understand. Then he says, therefore, because viditam is that which is available for this process of knowing, that which is available for this process of knowing is called what? An object. What does Shankara say that here? Vidikriya karma bhutam. An object of the process of knowing is called karma. Vidikriya karma means what now? An object of the process of knowing. The object of knowledge. Isn't it? The object of knowing is what now? Object of knowledge, isn't it? Therefore, it is an object. Viditam is the object. Therefore, and what is this now?
That's why he said, the object of the process of knowing is what? Is Shankara
saying it? Object. He says, that's what it is. Viditam is an object. Viditam is an object because available for process of knowing. Vidikriya karma bhutam is the next sentence he says. Then next he says, kvachit kinchit kasachit viditam syat. And therefore, now what he says, this object which is available for process of knowing, which is an object of knowledge, knowing, is what now? That process happens in a given time, isn't it? There's a time for everything. There's a time when we see a given object. You know, therefore it's a time. Therefore, kvachit, kadachit, kasyachit, that viditam syat. So that object becomes known for a given person, in a given place, at a given time. So the object, viditam is what? Viditam is, it's indirect way of presenting it, and viditam is that which is available for this process of knowing, something is available for some person or the other at a given time, in a given place. Is the viditam. Okay? And Brahman is what now? Therefore, Brahman is not the viditam. Because Brahman is not something which is available, you know, at a given time for a given person. Isn't it? It's not something object. Therefore, this is another thing. The third point he says about the object. So, vidikriya karma bhotam. Therefore, he is what now? Kachit, kasyachit, kinchit, viditam syat. It's available for any process, anything which is available for process of knowing is available as the known, becomes the known, available for his knowledge, as something, for some person, at a given time, you know, in a given place. And therefore what happens now? Vasarvameva. So therefore whatever is available for this process of knowing, for some person at a given time in a given place, which now it is manifest. It will be manifest. It's called what now? Manifest. The known is the manifest. Unknown is the unmanifest. Therefore, what he says now? Vyakritam. Vyakritam viditam eva. So, viditam is vyakritam. So, viditam is what? Vyakritam. Next minute he gives us what now? Vyakritam. Vyakritam means what? Manifest. Why do you say vyakritam is manifest? Because vyakritam also implies what? Vyaktam. because differentiated. An unmanifest thing cannot be differentiated. A manifest alone can be differentiated. Therefore, vyakritam, vyaktam. Therefore, tasmat anyat eva iti artaha. Tasmat anyat eva iti artaha. Instead of using the word vyaktam, Shankara uses the word vyakritam because differentiated, when you say anything which is different, something, vidittam is the differentiated. And what is differentiated? Differentiated has must be divisions. It is anything which is differentiated has divisions, parts, divisible parts. Therefore, Brahman being one indivisible partless whole, and Brahman is different from this divisionful, partful, you know, manifest, differentiated object. You got it? This is what he said next. Ivakritam. Tasmat anyate. Therefore, Brahman is different. Have you got the meanings now? He gives. Thereafter, aviditam. What is aviditam? He gives the meaning of aviditam now. Aviditam is ajnatam. Can you take aviditam as ajnatam? Parihi. No. He says, if Brahman is not the viditam, then can we take Brahman as the unknown then? No. Aviditam iti you cannot take. You cannot take aviditam also. Because immediately the next question will come what? If Brahman is not the known, then can we take Brahman is still one of the unknown objects there? No. Brahman is not the unknown. Ataha. He says, aviditat. Vidita viparitat. Avyakritat, avidyalakshanat, avyakrita bijat. So what he says, anything aviditam is what now? Avyakritam. Next thing he says. See, what is opposed to viditam, is it? Viditam is the known, aviditam is the unknown, vidita viparitam. Viditat viparitam is aviditam. That which is not viditam, viditam is the vyakritam. Therefore, aviditam must be avyakritam. Get the point now? Viditam is the vyakritam. Therefore, aviditam must be avyakritam. Avyakritam means undifferentiated, unmanifest. Therefore, avyakritam means what is avyakritam? Avyakritam is avyaktam. Avyaktam is what? Anma. Avyaktam is karanam. So, vyakritam is the karyam. You should add that one more point earlier actually. Vyakritam is differentiated, is what now? Karyam. Vyakritam is the karyam. Avyakritam is the karanam. Unmanifest is the karanam. Karanam. What is the karanam here? Avidya. What is avidya? Avidya is the bija, maya. So, isn't avidya? When you, the same maya, when you talk about the individual, avidya, the mula avidya, the original matter, the unmanifest matter, the standpoint of individual is called avidya. Avidya is another word for maya, the matter. With reference to individual, when you use the word maya, instead of maya, use the word avidya. Same matter. And what I'm saying, so here, avidya lakshanat, avyakrita bijat. Therefore, anything which is not the viditam is different from the what now? Vyakritam. That which is not the vyakritam is avyakritam. Avyakritam is avyaktam. So avyaktam is what? Avidya lakshana bija avyakrita bijam. No. It is the avyakritam. But this is karanam. Karanam. Bija means a cause. Here. Cause. Therefore, what does it mean here? Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect. So, Brahman is different from the aviditam karanam. Avidita, avyakrita, you know, avyakta karana karanam. Brahman is also different from what? Vidita, vyakrita, karya prapancha also. So what does it say? Brahman is different from vidita avidita abhyam anyat vyakrita avyakritat anyat karya karanat anyat. Okay, karya karanat anyat. That's the meaning here. We get it. And here he stops this, then he goes one more meaning he is going to give. Brahman has aheyatvam. Brahman also has anupadeyatvam. Brahman has aheyatvam, anupadeyatvam. That means what? Here, Brahman is different from the viditam and aviditam. That he has to explain again. Why Brahman is not the viditam? Why Brahman is not the aviditam? He has to give that meaning. No? Because Brahman has aheyatvam and anupadeyatvam. Therefore, Brahman is not the viditam, not the aviditam, different from the viditam and the aviditam. Because viditam has heyatvam, aviditam has upadeyatvam. Brahman has, viditam has heyatvam, aviditam has upadeyatvam, and Brahman has aheyatvam and anupadeyatvam. Therefore, Brahman is different from the viditam and the aviditam. Now I explain to you what is, I told you last class, I am repeating it again. Heyam means that which is to be rejected, that which is to be given up, ignored, given away, that which is to be rejected. And here, viditam is heyam. Why viditam is to be rejected? That's the reason. Viditam is a karyam. See, viditam is vyakritam. Vyakritatvat karyatvam. Viditam has what now? Viditam is a karyam, effect. Effect means a product. Being a product, it has beginning. Because it has a beginning, it has an end. Therefore, it is subject to change or death. Therefore, it is martyam. Alpam. Alpam means it is time-bound. It is small. It is small means what? Small in terms of time and space. Yadyat karyam tat tat alpam. You remember that. Yadyat karyam tat tat sarvam alpam. Anything which is a product, effect, is what now? Alpam, small. Small in terms of time, small in terms of space, small in terms of object. That means what? It has time limitation, subject to time. It has a beginning and an end. Therefore, it's subject to get separated, subject to change. It is martyam. Because subject to death, due to its time limitation, it is dukkhatmakam, the source of sorrow. Because the source of sorrow, dukkhatmakam, dukkha janakam, dukkhatmakam, and then we do not want dukkham, therefore it has to be, what now? It has something to be rejected. The rejection does not mean rejecting it with the hatred. Rejecting it with the understanding. Because rejection, the word rejection, I'm using the word rejection. Okay? Heyam means what now? That is to be rejected. Rejectable. Given up. It's not with the rejection is always with the, not in a literal sense I'm saying. Rejection is always happens with the hatred. Here, rejection is not with any hatred or undesirability or a dislike. Rejection is, you know, intelligently not having identity with it. Intelligently, prudently, avoiding the identity with that is called to be rejection here. Rejection here means avoiding prudently or intelligently the identity with viditam is called heyam. Is it clear? So intelligently, prudently avoiding the identity with the viditam is rejection means how? Only by resolving the ahankara, thereby resolving the mamakara. So resolution of ahankara, that is mamakara, is intelligently rejecting the identity with the, you know, viditam. That resolution of ahankara and mamakara, how? By having right identity. Jnanam. This extra information I am giving here not necessary. I am just giving here because you will ask why should you reject now. That's why I am giving. It's not necessary in this context. Okay. Anyway, what is to be understood here is viditam has heyatvam. Viditam enjoys the status of being rejectable. Being the rejectable. So, the viditam has the rejectability. But what about Brahman? Isn't it? So, Brahman is different. We are not talking about Brahman is different from the viditam. Now we understand. We could go to the next one now. Brahman is different from the rejectable also. Now, aviditam has upadeyatvam. Aviditam enjoys upadeyatvam. Upadeyatvam means enjoys the status of being the usable as material. Enjoying the status of being usable as material for producing something is upadeyam. The very word upadeyam, upadeyam means usable as material. And upadanam itself means what? That, I gave the meaning also. Upa-a-diyate. Iti upadanam. Upadadati means takes. Upadiyate, that which is taken. Because now clay is, now you can say mrittika, ghata nirmanartham upadiyate. Clay is taken for producing a pot. Swarnam upadiyate. Swarnam is upadiyate, means that which is taken. So from this word we get the what now? Upadanam is a noun. So gerund actually is used as a noun here. for the material. If you ask for this part of speech, upadanam, the gerund, the taking, but that itself is used as a noun here, isn't it? As a material. The taken material is also known by the term upadanam. Now, upadeyam, that which is to be taken. Therefore, here avyakritam. Now, what is here now? We say avyakritam enjoys what now? The upadeyatvam. Avyakritam has upadeyatvam. Because aviditam is avyakritam. Avyaktam. Therefore, what now? Avyakta, avyakrita bijam. Avidyalakshana bijam. Avidyalakshana bijam. Therefore, it is karanam. Karanam is the cause. Cause enjoys upadeyatvam. Because cause is always taken, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Taken for producing something. Karanam enjoys upadeyatvam. Now, gold is enjoys what now? Upadeyatvam. Why the goldsmith? Isn't it? Swarnakarena, gold is upadeyate, swarnam upadeyate. By the goldsmith, gold is taken, isn't it? Taken for producing a chain. So, shrinkalam, shrinkala utpadanartham, swarnakarena, swarnam upadiyate, ghatakarena, kulalena, mrittika, ghata nirmanartham, upadiyate. Yes, here similarly, so karanam is always, cause is always upadiyate, always taken for producing something. And here avat aviditam, aviditam is avyakritam. Avyakritam is avidyalakshana bijam, karanam. Karanam enjoys upadeyatvam. The karanam is taken for use. Your karanam has usability. Karanam enjoys the status of being usable as material. Therefore, what now? We say this karanam has upadeyatvam. That is what we say here. Brahman is anupadeyam. Brahman also has what? Anupadeyatvam. Okay, now, therefore what now? We say, is Brahman is not an object at all. That is the conclusion we arrive at. Brahman is not at all available as an object. By seeing all these things, vidita avidita abhyam, anyate, vyakrita avyakritat, anyate, karanakaryat anyat he upadeya heyabhyam upadeyat heyat anyat. Okay, now this definition, what is that which is different from the known and the unknown? What is that which is different from the karan vyakritam and avyakritam? What is that which is karanam and the karyam? What is that which is different from the usable and the renounceable? We say this definition is applicable only for the subject. Subject, isn't it? It is subject which alone. Who is the subject here? The knower is a subject alone, is different from, in your subject you can say I, because you are the one who is searching, isn't it? The pramata. You are the pramata who wants to know Brahman. Therefore you cannot renounce yourself. You cannot use yourself. if you are the user, user always has to make use of something to make something. The one who renounces also renounces. You are the renouncer. Because what is renounced is different from you. You are different from the renounced, isn't it? So you are the renouncer and you are the user. Therefore, the user and the renouncer is a subject. Therefore, we say, what now? The subject is different from viditam avidit, from vidita avidita abhyam, vyakrita avyakrita abhyam, karana karya abhyam, heya upadeya abhyam, anyate, what now? Subject. Then now, what is Brahman? Vidita aviditat anyate ityukte. Upanishad says only one sentence. And Shankara explains, karya karyat, karya karana abhyam anyate, and vyakrita vyakritat anyate, he upada upada abhyam anyate, what now? Is Brahman. Therefore, subject and Brahman are identical. I the subject, am the knower, identical with Brahman. Have you got it? This all old lesson, last class lesson. I haven't done anything new today. Because I want to put, because we didn't do it together. Therefore, you have seen it, no? Karyarthami karanam anyate anyena upadiyate ataha cha na vedituhu anyasmai prayojanaya vedituhu anyasmai prayojanaya anyat upadeyam bhavati. It's only for the knower, isn't it? The upadeyam bhavati. Prayojanaya upadeyam bhavati. The material is always useful, usable for the one who is different. Okay, the one who knows, one who makes use of it. Therefore, vidita avidita abhyam anyat iti. Now, therefore, what we have arrived at now? Now we are very clear. Brahman is it is only the knower. It is only the subject. The subject alone is different from the object. That which does not come under the category of the object is the subject. We have reduced the aviditam also as object only, isn't it? So that which doesn't come under the, that which is not the object, that which is other than the object is only the subject. Brahman is not the object at all. Therefore, that which is different from the object is his subject. Therefore, Brahman also is not the object. Therefore, Brahman is identical with what now? The subject. The subject and Brahman are identical. This is one thing we come here. Then he says, how do you know? No, he says here, heya upadeya pratishedhena. Now, heya upadeya pratishedhena, by negating heya and upadeya. If we negate the heya and upadeya, heyam and upadeyam, then what happens? What is there now? Sva atmanaha ananyatvat. Shankara uses double negatives. Other than the self, sva atmanaha ananyatvat. Other than the self, other than the subject, nothing else can fit in that definition. Which definition? Nothing else other than the subject, the self can fit in the definition of Brahman. How? Heya upadeya nishedhena. When you negate heya upadeya also, isn't it? By negating heyatvam and upadeyatvam on the part of Brahman. Okay, the word Brahman is arrived at as something different from the object. How do you say Brahman is not at all the object, not the object at all? Because Brahman is aheyatvam. Brahman enjoys what now? Anupadeyatvam. Therefore, Brahman being this heyatvam also is negated on the part of Brahman. Aheyatvam, anupadeyatvam, upadeyatvam also negated on the Brahman. Brahman is neither the heyam nor the upadeyam means. And what is it which is, well, then that definition of Brahman fits what here? Everything else is object, object, object. And that definition also fits where now befits only the subject. Atva atmanaha ananyatvat. Oh my God. It is only the subject. I, the subject, am. Now what now? Brahman. The definition of Brahman and definition, it befits only the self. Therefore, self is Brahman. Okay? Subject. Subject is the self and self is Brahman. Therefore, what happens? Sishyasya. Now, we go to the next line now. Heya upadeya pratishedhena. By negating heyatvam and upadeyatvam, svaatmanaha ananyatvat, that Brahman being non-different from the self happens, isn't it? Becomes clear. See, please listen to me carefully. Svaatmanaha ananyatvam siddhyati. Let me tell you, let me split the sentence. I'm going to put and give you. Sva-atmanaha ananyatvam brahmanaha siddhyati. I'm splitting the sentence now. Brahman being non-separate from the self becomes very clear. How? Pratishedena. By negation. By way of negating upadeyatvam and heyatvam. On the part of Brahman. Therefore, when it happens, when you understand Brahman being the self becomes very clear by negating the heyatvam and upadeyatvam. Because the knower, the subject alone, subject is the one who renounces, rejects. Subject is the one who takes also. Therefore, the one who renounces the subject, one who takes is the subject, is different from the taken and the renounced. Therefore, Brahman also is different from what now? Brahman has no heyatvam upadeyatvam. Therefore, here's what now? That Brahman, which has anupadeyatvam and aheyatvam, is non-different from or identical with, it isn't identical, is non-different from the self. Okay, Brahman being identical with the self becomes very clear for the student. Therefore, what happens for the Sishya? Brahma Vishaya Jignasa Nivartita Syat Sishyasya. So, Brahma Jnanam does not take place. Look at this. This definition does not create the knowledge of Brahman. This definition only, what now? It only removes the desire for knowledge of Brahman. Sishyasya, for the disciple, does it create knowledge of Brahman, or What does it do? It removes the desire for knowledge of Brahman. Sishyasya Brahma Brahma Jnanam Na Siddhyati But Brahma Jignyasa Nivartita Bhavati. Brahma Jignyasa means what? Desire to know Brahman is Brahma Jignyasa. That Brahma Jignyasa, desire for knowledge of Brahman, Nivartita Syat, Nivartita Bhavati. It becomes removed, eliminated. What remains eliminated here? What is eliminated here? Desire for knowledge of Brahman is eliminated for the student. Is very clear. Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa Sishyasya Nivartita Syat. I'm repeating. Desire for the knowledge of Brahman is eliminated, becomes eliminated for the student, or is eliminated. Why? Because that Brahman, being the Self, non-different from the Self, Brahman being non-different from the Self, becomes very clear. How Brahman, Brahmanaha, Atmanaha, Ananyatvam, isn't it? Self being non-different from Brahman becomes very clear. How? Because Heya Upadeya Pratishedena. By, so, okay, Jigyasa Nivritta. So, Brahma Jigyasa Nivrittihi Bhavati, Brahma Jnanam Na Bhavati. Be careful. Self-knowledge, knowledge of Brahman does not take place here. But it is only elimination of desire for knowledge of Brahman happens. Kimartham katham? Because swa-atmanaha ananyatvat. Because for him, Brahman is non-different from the Self. Doesn't even say Brahman is identical with the Self. Brahman is non-different from the Self. That means he uses two double negatives. Brahman is non-different from the Self. How? Because if you see, Brahman is different from the viditam and the aviditam. That means viditam has heyatvam, aviditam has upadeyatvam. And here it is that therefore it is only the subject. The only subject alone has no heyatvam, no upadeyatvam. The subject, isn't it? The subject, the knower, cannot be what now? Cannot have heyatvam and upadeyatvam. Subject has no heyatvam and upadeyatvam. Subject is what now? Vedituhu anyasme, isn't it? Subject has no heyatvam and upadeyatvam. Brahman also has no heyatvam and upadeyatvam. Therefore, Brahman, very clear. I'm very clear that I am the user of the material. I am the one who has to reject, isn't it? What is the source of sorrow? Therefore, I am different from what now? Heyam and Upadeyam. Brahman is different from Viditam and Aviditam. Therefore, Viditam is the Heyam, Aviditam is the Upadeyam. Therefore, I am different from the Heyam and Upadeyam. Therefore, what now? I am Brahman. Have you got it? See, we should analyze. It's called analysis. We must be sharp enough. See, only one sentence. We should think about Viditam. We should think about Aviditam. You should know Viditam is Heyam. You should know Arevat Viditam is Aviditam is Upadeyam. Isn't it? And then we understand Brahman is different from viditam and aviditam means. Brahman is definitely different from Heya Upadeyam also. Isn't it? Therefore, Heya Upadeyam, that which is different from Heya Upadeyam is only me. Therefore, that Brahman Ahamasmi. I'll repeat for you, don't worry. I'll repeat. Therefore, what he says, Nahi, Nahi, say no?
Nahi.
Anyasya,
Swa,
Atmanaha. Swa Atmanaha Anyasya. Please listen to me carefully now. Swa Atmanaha Anyasya. Okay? For anything other than the self, Vidita Avidita Abhyam Anyatvam Vastunaha Sambhavati. Na Sambhavati. Swa Atmanaha Anyasya. Other than the self, the subject, the knower, okay? Other than the self, other than the subject, the knower, anyatvam, being the status of being different from the object, isn't it? The anyatvam means, other than the self, nothing else is different from the known and the unknown. Other than the self, nothing else enjoys the status of being different from the known and the unknown. Swa Atmanaha Anyasya Vidita Aviditabhyam Anyatvam Na Sambhavati. Other than the self, the knower, the status of being the different, okay, being different from the known and the unknown is not possible. Other than the self. Isn't it? But what is it which can be different from the known? A knower. What is it which can be different from the unknown? The knower. Because unknown also is the known. Therefore, Sambhavati Iti Atma Brahma. Therefore, Atma Brahma. Therefore, what now? What is Brahman now? Therefore, Atma Eva Brahma. Iti Yeshaha Vakyartha. This is what is the meaning of this sentence. We finished now. What now? Here ends the commentary on Viditat Aviditat Adina. That first sentence. Definition of Brahman. The sentence defining the Brahman. Commentary on that sentence defining Brahman ends here. Atma Brahma iti eshaha vakyartha. Kaha vakyartha. What is the meaning of this sentence? Anyadeva tad viditat ataha aviditat adhi. Tasya vakyasya. Kaha artaha? Atma Brahma. Self is Brahman. This is the meaning of the sentence. How do you arrive at this meaning of the sentence? Swamiji gives his example. Who is the only son of the only, you know, it's like asking this, okay? Your only mothers, only brothers, only sisters, only son. Who is that? Your mothers, only brothers, only sisters, only son. Who is that? Who is that only son of your mothers, only brothers, only son?
Only sisters, only son.
Only sisters, only son.
Yeah.
you were only mothers, only brothers, only sisters, only son. Who's that?
Me.
Fantastic, Radhaji. Found out. Isn't it? Swami says, if you want time for mananam and nididhyasanam, take your own time. Similarly, here also what now? Brahma Atma. Atma Brahma iti eshaha vakyartaha. So, Atma Brahma iti vakyartaha, how do you arrive at this Atma as Brahman? Because vidita avidita abhyam anyatvam vastunaha. So, anyasya vastunaha, so atmanaha anyasya vastunaha. Vidita avidita abhyam anyatvam na sambhavati. The status of being the different one, isn't it, does not happen for anything else other than the self, other than the subject. But what is Brahman? What does the definition say? Brahman is different from the viditam and the aviditam. And how do you say definite Brahman is viditam and the aviditam? You also explain how Atma alone is different from the viditam and the aviditam. That also you make it clear. Because heyatva, upadeyatva, nishedana. You negate the heyatvam and upadeyatvam and the part of the Atma. And viditam has heyatvam. Aviditam has upadeyatvam. And Brahman is different from viditam and the aviditam. Look, you have to come like this. Have you got it? Brahman is different from viditam and aviditam. Viditam has heyatvam and aviditam has upadeyatvam. Atma has no heyatvam and upadeyatvam. Therefore, Atma is Brahman. I got the point? I got Richard Ji? You can't directly go like this, okay? Brahman is different from viditam and aviditam. Viditam has heyatvam. Aviditam has upadeyatvam. Atma has no heyatvam. Atma has no upadeyatvam. Therefore, Brahman, Atma is Brahma. This is what Radhaji want to ask.
Not quite. I'm very close, but not quite.
Is it clear?
Thank you.
Otherwise you can't get it, because you can't understand how Brahman is, Brahmanaha heyatma heyatma, can't just understand. That now we can say that. Okay. Now, not only I am saying this explanation, okay, this explanation. What this Upanishad says, this is the explanation for this. This is how, this is the meaning of this sentence. This is the meaning of the sentence.
Yeah.
Who says? Shankara says.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Atma, isn't it? Atma Brahma iti eshaha asya vakyasya artaha. This is the meaning of this sentence. I'm not just giving you a meaning, just as I like. What now? I am Atma. He quotes other Upanishads also. I am Atma Brahma. This Atma is Brahman. Directly, explicitly the Upanishad says. Then, Ya Atma Apahata Papma. Ya Atma Apahata Papma. He quotes, Yat Sakshat Aparokshat Brahma. Sakshat aparokshat Brahma. Ya Atma sarvantaraha. Sarvantaraha. Even this I wanted to teach in aparokshanubhuti class. Sarvantaraha means, you know, anything external is removable. isn't it? What is internal, isn't it, cannot be removed without removing what is outside. You have to remove the shirt, banyan means you have to remove the shirt first, isn't it? Therefore, that which is removable becomes what? External. Okay? Removable is external. And that which cannot be negated at all, removable at all, is what? Sarvantaraha. Sarvesham antaha. Sthula shariram is what? No. Negatable as an object. What about sukshma? Negatable as object. What about karanam? Negatable as object. What cannot be negated is what? No. What cannot be negatable is what cannot be removed, isn't it? As an object. Non-removable is what now? Non-negatable is non-removable. The one who removes is different from the removable. Therefore, isn't it? One who can remove cognitively, you know, is what different from the removable, removed. Therefore, sarva antara is the non-removable atma. This word antaha bahihi out. Okay, I have to tell the meaning. I'll do it again in the other class. Iti evam sarvatmanaha. Now he says iti evam. That's here. Now he says now sarvatmanaha. What is sarvatmanaha? Sarvatmanaha is possessive of sarvatma. The self of everything, sarvatma. And this self of everything is what? Sarva visesha rahitaha. Rahitasya. It is free from all attributes. Atma is the self of everything, all the beings. And this atma, the self of everything, is what now? Sarva visesha rahitaha also is free from all attributes. It is free from all attributes. What is it? What is it now? Free from all descriptions. Why it is free from all descriptions, all attributes? Because jati guna na shabda pravritti nimittanam abhavat. It has no descriptive qualities. Isn't it? Therefore, visesha rahitasya. Shabda pravritti nimittanam abhavat. Due to its not having what now? All the descriptive attributes. It has no visesha, isn't it? It's free from all attributes. And what is it then? Chinmatra jyotishaha. Chinmatra jyotishaha means this is just the pure light of consciousness. Chinmatra jyotihi is all in positive case. Okay, I'm going to tell later on another term. See, sarvatma, sarva visesha rahitaha, chinmatra jyotihi, the pure light of consciousness. Okay, for that consciousness alone has, what now? Brahmatva pratipadakasya vakyartasya cha. Okay, brahmatva pratipadakasya vakyasya. See here, anyadevatadu. Aviditat, aviditat, adi is what now? Brahmatva pratipadaka vakyam. Brahma pratipadaka vakyam. That sentence reveals what now? Brahman. The statement which reveals Brahman is this vakyam. Tasya vakyasya artaha. Okay, what is Brahman? The sentence reveals the Brahman. So, Brahmatva pratipadakasya vakyasya artaha. What is the meaning of this statement which reveals Brahman, which defines Brahman? The meaning conveyed by this statement which reveals Brahman is nothing but pure light of consciousness, which is free from all attributes, which is the self of all the beings. Okay, but how do you arrive at it? How do you arrive at Brahman, which is revealed by the statement being identical with this, being one and the same, isn't it? Being identical with Atma, the consciousness. What is revealed by the sentence? Brahman. And what is revealed, that sentence defining Brahman reveals actually what? Reveals the Swarupa of the Atma. What is Swarupa of Atma? No? Consciousness. Chinmatra Jyotihi. And Chinmatra Jyotihi is what? Sarva Visesha Rahitam. Chinmatra Jyotihi, Sarva Visesha Rahita, Sarvatma. Sarvantaraha Sarvatma, isn't it? The self of all the beings, which is free from all attributes and which is pure consciousness, is actually the meaning of what now? Brahman revealed by that statement. Okay? But how do you arrive at it? He says, no. Acharya upadesha paramparaya praptatvam. So here Shankara says, the sentence meaning is over. But how do you arrive at this? This self is that Brahman. Atma is Brahman. That Brahman is another than this Atma. This is what the sentence reveals. This sentence reveals the Brahman being Atma. But how do you arrive at it? Shankara says, never ever study Shastra by yourself. He says, Acharya Upadesha Paramparaya Eva. Acharya Upadesha Paramparaya. This meaning, we got it now. How do we get this? How do I tell this meaning to you? Okay? Because I got it from my teacher. Isn't it? Then not really, this teacher says, Upanishad Acharya says, what now? Sushruma Purvesham. Iti Sushruma Purvesham means, we have heard it from my teacher. Okay, my teacher has heard it from his teacher. His teacher heard it from his teacher. That means, Paramparaya Praptam. Upadesha Paramparaya Praptam. This meaning, how do we get it? Only by being exposed to the teacher who comes in the parampara, the tradition. Because he would have got it from his teacher, his teacher would have got it from his teacher. It is not my own presentation here. Shankara shows this. How? By showing the very teacher in the Upanishad. See, praptatva means obtainability of this vision is because of only what now? Parampara. Okay? And how does the teacher show here? He says, iti. So now we are going to the next sentence of the mantra. We finished. Definition, explanation is over. We are moving to the next part of the mantra. Iti Sushruma. Ityadi. So, iti Sushrumaha Purvesham. Ye naha tad vyacha chakshire. The next sentence in the mantra, starting from where? Iti Sushruma onwards, the Upanishad Acharya present states the statement to say the meaning of this definition of Brahman, being the self, the consciousness, the meaning of the definition of the sentence, revealing the definition of Brahman, being the Atma, the consciousness, we arrive at it, how? Only from the Acharya. If we read Upanishad by ourselves, we will not arrive at it. Okay? And that is stated by the Upanishad Acharya himself. And what now? Shushrupurvesham Shushrumaha. We had heard from our teachers telling this. Ye naha, those who naha tad vyacha chakshire, those who had explained to us. Okay. Brahmacha. Eva. Evam. Acharya. Upadesha. Paramparaya. Eva. Adhigantavyam. See, Brahma adhigantavyam. Brahman should be understood. Adhigantavyam. Katham adhigantavyam. Paramparaya, upadesha paramparaya, yeva acharya, upadesha paramparaya, yeva adhigantavyam. Acharya, upadesha paramparaya, yeva adhigantavyam means Brahman should be understood only with the help of the traditional teaching which comes through, what now? Lineage of teachers. You got it? Acharya paramparaya. Upadesha parampara means what now? Lineage of teachers. The teaching methodology which comes through the lineage of teachers. Only by that, with the help of that teaching, which comes through the teaching which has been flowing down through the unbroken lineage of teachers, isn't it? Only with the help of the teaching, one has to arrive at Brahman. Brahma adhigantavyam katham upadesha acharya upadesha, not self-study, okay? Acharya upadesha paramparaya eva adhigantavyam. How it should not be understood then? How one should not make efforts to understand Brahman? Na tarkataha. Not by using one's own intellectual capacity, logic. Pravachana. Na pravachane. Pravachane means what now? Listening to all other different talks. Different talks which give different information. People come and confuse, no? I hear something on television which sounds the same. What is that? Some hidden world, some hidden universe, something. Something, something people hear. Everything sounds the same. We read Jayakrishnamurti, Krishnamurti's talks, and he sounds similar to Swamiji. And we read Rajneesh's books, it also sounds the same, because everywhere people use some words, you see. Na pravachana. Okay, not by listening to different talks. The traditional teachers teaching, you can listen anywhere, okay, they won't contradict. We don't deny what the information others give, but to understand Brahman, that is not the way. Pravachana medha bahushruta. Medha bahushruta. Exposure to too much of reading and learning and listening also. We try, I have heard so much, I have studied. People who read lots of books and things, they would have learned a lot of things. They might be very intelligent, general knowledge. They may have very great general knowledge. Because they have read a lot. But still that is not the right thing to do. Let me read all the books available to know Brahman. I tell you, don't need to do all the books. To know Brahman, go to teacher, study one text properly, it's enough. Then sit in contemplation. Because you cannot do that and read many books one after the other with the one help of teacher. For Brahmajnanartham, how many texts do you need? Isn't it? Because you are not able to be contemplative, you are not able to be meditative, isn't it? And you need the same subject matter being repeated by this teacher through different texts, so that you are helped to be with subject matter. Okay, otherwise, this thing, so many things won't work for Brahmajnanam. So he says, Brahmacha and Evam, in this manner, Acharya Upadesha Paramparaya Eva Adigantavyam, Na Tarkataha, Na Pravachanena, Na Medhaya, Bahushutenacha. Then what now? Tapaha. A tapas is very, very important for preparing your mind for jnanam, to become disciplined, to become sharp, to become alert, to become pure, to become steady. But for Brahma jnanam, standing on one leg, or cycling for 5 days, keeping awake for 10 days, not fasting, all these things will not serve, no, for Brahma jnanartham. That's all for disciplines. See, what serves, isn't it? They're all for disciplining the mind. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Tapo yajna, then also yajna dibihi. Then you also, any number of rituals you perform is fine. For artakama dharma, you can perform rituals. For antakarna shuddhi, you can do pujas. Aishchalyam. But not for Brahmajnanartham. Therefore, cha iti evam sushruma shrutavantaha vayam. Sushruma means what? Shrutavantaha. We have heard. We had heard. Om purvesham. Purvesham means purvesham acharyanam vachanam. We had heard our teachers telling us this. What now? Giving us this vision. How this is it? This we have heard this from our teachers. Otherwise, there's no way of this statement of the Veda revealing Brahman, meaning the Atma, the what now? This Jyotihi, Chaitanya Jyotihi. You never arrive at it. Yaha acharyaha naha asmabhyam tad brahma vyacha chakshire. This is from the root of chaksh, root, dhatu. So he says, vyakhyatavantaha. Vyakhyatavantaha means vispashtam kathitavantaha. They very clearly explained this to us. What? Okay, tesham means we have heard their teaching, who had explained to us very clearly what? That is the meaning conveyed by this sentence is Atma. Meaning all sentence is what? Atma. What does this sentence actually do? It defends Brahman. Therefore, Brahman being Atma is conveyed by this sentence, and that meaning conveyed by sentence, we got it from our teachers who had explained clearly. Okay, what I am going to do for this mantra, as the previous mantra, second onwards, I am going to do this. I am going to give you the simple Sanskrit sentences. I am going to break down the sentences, but give you simple sentences so that you will know the steps. Okay, then I'll also give the English meaning for those sentences. So that what now, Sanskritam should stay here. Only because, even though I can say it, everything in English, if I, without doing the Bhashyam, if you ask me to tell you like a story, I can tell you story. Then you will not see the beauty of the teaching. The same thing I can tell you in English. 5 minutes I would have finished it. You don't need to take this like this so long. Because all so long sentences.
Absolutely. I appreciated everything. Especially the last statement of the Parampara and the Upadesha. I don't know how that's used. But I'm making you to speak to Adi Shankara, but the word Upadeyam, unusable as material. He's then saying that the creation which we see is not, or not the object. Even this has to have a material cause, doesn't it? So saying the material cause is separate from Brahman. And that, at the moment, I can't.
Material cause is not different from Brahman. Brahman is different from the material cause. Water is not different. Water is different from the ocean, but the ocean is not different from the water.
Understood.
Yeah.
But I can't take that here.
Here, you say that. You say that.
Take me through that here. Because,
say that. You say that very well.
Upadeyam is unusable as a material.
No, upadeyam is something is usable as a material.
Is usable, yes.
Yeah.
Anupadeyam. I was a little distracted today because of the whole thing, but I was a little distracted today.
Even though I got the Sanskrit word wrong and I should have said anupadeyam.
Yeah.
You know, all of this is pervaded by existence, right? The isness of everything.
Yeah.
But how is it possible? And I know we have Maya, but even Maya has to have material cause. So then how can
Maya is not Maya is not produced. Maya is not a product.
No.
See, a product alone can have the this we're seeing actually.
Yeah.
We have to be very careful here.
Yeah.
Brahman is the upadanam for the Maya. Upadana means substance.
Yeah.
But Brahman is not the upadana karanam for the Maya. Because Maya is a parallel, okay, not a parallel reality, because but Maya is not a product. Maya is not produced. A product alone can have a cause. Brahman does not create Maya. Maya also is eternal. Understand? But Maya has no independent existence. Therefore, we say Maya is no independent existence. Therefore, that which lends substance of Maya is Brahman. Like light does not create, produce this opaque. But without light, this object has no independent existence. If a substance of the opaque object is opaque, karanam and karyam, the karanam, the iron, the karyam, the mic, for both, substance is what? The light. Okay? So for the mic, we can say for the mic, we can say upadana karanam is light. But for the metal, light is not upadana karanam, upadanam. Understand? Upadana. Yeah, there's no upadana karanam. It has no karanam. Maya has no karanam. Initially we say Brahman is the first, you know, when you say this apavada takes place. Adhyaropa apavada abhyam nishprapancha prapanchate, isn't it? In the first level, when adhyaropa is done, we say, okay, Brahman is seen as a karanam of the universe. Thereafter, in apavada, we negate. Karnatham we negate. Apavada is for what now? To negate the karanatvam. Just to arrive. See, karanakaram, the method itself used to arrive at Brahman. Once you arrive at Brahman, you negate karanam and karam, everything. You just say Brahman. What you have heard what Brahman is. Only the purpose of using the karana karya prakriya itself through adhyaropa apavada, for what? To arrive at Brahman. Once you arrive at Brahman, then where is the karam and where is the karyam? Negate it. Okay. See, because subtle, very, very, very sukshmatamam vastu. Understand what I'm saying? Here, what is to be understood is the subtlest vastu. Isn't it? And that vastu directly, hey, you are Brahman, if you say, because already you do not know that. It is difficult because you will not think about it. That is why this indirect method. Directly it cannot be told. Because you are Brahman, you do not know what you are also. And you do not know that you do not know what you are. Therefore, there is no way of knowing you being Brahman. You do not know what Brahman is. In fact, the very you only to, by searching for Brahman you arrive at what you are. Really speaking. And Upanishad serves as a means, pramana. Now how he says this, how he presents it here. This is the meaning of the sentence. Okay, the definition of Brahman is presented in the sentence. And it defines Brahman. But that definition conveys the meaning. What is the meaning conveyed by the sentence? Atma. Chaitanya Jyotihi. But here, how to arrive at it here, for which the Sankara gives explanations.
I don't have a problem with Brahman.
And I know, I understand it.
Ever since I was a young girl, when I was very small, my whole thing was I couldn't understand the existence. Because I could see it as a dream.
That's, you can't understand it now, you can't understand. We cannot understand. That is why we are hearing Upanishad. The study of Upanishad itself is to understand that. Isn't it? See, existence, actually, existence is consciousness. How will you understand it? Only by studying Shastra. Step by step, isn't it? That is why the mind has become much subtler and subtler and subtler. That's why many Upanishads. Same object matter, repeatedly we have to study. That is why the Shastra has given so many. Repeatedly studying. And now some understanding is there. It will enhance. The clarity will enhance. Repeatedly studying. Yeah. You have got the meaning here?
Yeah.
Okay, see, the tripti, you have to just listen to me in the class. I keep on listening, it becomes clear. So, with this we finished it. Yad vacha anabhyuditam yena vagabhyudyate tadeva brahma tvambiddhi nedam edidam upasate. Don't worry, Nina. All this mantra, we have only seen three mantras. All of them will explain again, further. Okay. In fact, these two, second and the third mantras, will be elaborately discussed in the following mantras. But anyway, see, that's why the Moolam study is different from the Bhashyam study. Bhashyam study, in fact, it helps you think. Moolam study like a spoon feeding. The teacher says and you listen. You understand it. But really speaking, it won't really make you think much. You won't make you question. The Bhashyam study helps to question. Base questions. And that's why I was going to say this actually. That how he arrives at it, he doesn't need to talk about the heyatvam, upadeyatvam, of the viditam and aviditam. Isn't it? So viditam has heyatvam. Aviditam has upadeyatvam. And Brahman is different from the viditam and the aviditam. And here, Atma has what now? Atma doesn't have what? Heyatvam and upadeyatvam. Therefore, Atma is different from the viditam and the aviditam. Therefore, Atma is Brahman. Got it now? This is how he brings it. Otherwise, he doesn't talk about vidita, heyatvam, upadeyatvam, doesn't he talk about?
I'm not clear what is heyam.
Heyam means that is to be renounced, that is to be given up. Okay. See, no, given up means for any reason you can give it up, isn't it? Renounceable. Mm. And upadeyam means that which is now used as a material, that which is taken for some purpose. Certain things you reject, certain things you take. Isn't this? So what is being taken is an object, and what is rejected also is an object. Isn't it? So here what he wants to say is, this any object has rejectability, any object has what now? Usability. I mean, material actually here, as a cause. Any cause has usability, any effect has what now? Rejectability. Or you can say it this way, that which enjoys rejectability is the effect. That which enjoys the usability, that which has the usability is the cause. And the effect and the cause are what now? The known and the unknown. Actually, the effect and the cause. And Brahman is different from the known and the unknown. But the Brahman also has what now? Has no rejectability or no usability. And if you say any object has rejectability and usability, only one thing which doesn't have is usability and rejectability is this subject. The subject is me. Never, I am Brahman. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.